Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. One last time here this week, this month. Ahead of the weekend, let's talk mental health. May, Mental Health Month. The Washington Policy Center's Director of Agriculture, Pam Lewison, says anyone who's struggling with any kind of mental health stressor should take that first step and call the 988 helpline.
That said, because my area of focus is in agriculture, I like to take this particular month to focus a lot on agriculture and the unique stressors in ag.
Because, Lewison says, agriculture has a higher suicide rate than most.
One in four farmers are slated to take their life on a regular basis in agriculture, making it one of the riskiest jobs you can have in the United States.
Lewison says the expenses in farming have gotten so incredibly high.
It's a lot more expensive to operate a farm here when you look at things like fuel costs, labor costs, and input costs. And then you have sort of a myriad of other compounding issues.
And there's issues like bankruptcy.
The post most recently that is on our website deals particularly with bankruptcies. Bankruptcies in agriculture year over year in the West have increased 54%.
Lewison says it's time for state and federal legislators to develop greater empathy for our food producers. The Ag Secretary, among those talking with federal, state, and local entities in efforts to address mental health challenges.
The suicide rate with our farmers is similar to our veterans, and it's stunningly and heartbreakingly high.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins recently at a Nebraska event discussing National Mental Health Awareness Month. She said, on conversations with Veteran Affairs Secretary Douglas Collins on the matter,
he and I have talked about this. You'll be seeing more on this. You'll be seeing us rolling things out.
Additional efforts in rural and farm-level mental health issues are being conducted through USDA, state, and local-level collaboration.
We've already put together with our incredible ag commissioners, really working to support the innovative ideas on some of the most important issues facing our farmers and ranchers, and this is certainly one of them.
With the Secretary encouraging submission of rural mental health models and resources from rural citizens and the farm sector.
Rob LaRue of the National Farmers Union.
Making sure that we're reaching out to help our neighbors, that's the rural way, that's the farmer way, and that we're doing it around issues so important like farm stress and mental health, I think is a good sign and hopefully will continue to improve conditions out there.
And that's it for Inside Agriculture. Have a safe and happy weekend. I'm going to go recharge my batteries for a couple weeks. I'm taking some vacation. Thanks to Ricky, Ben, and Eric for filling in for me. I'll see you mid-June.